The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's good, everybody? It is Friday, June 9th, 2023. This is your daily sports betting brand of record. We call it the Early Edge, powered as always by the almighty Sports Light, the best value in all sports betting. And it's not even close. Very quickly, let's take a look at what we did yesterday as a brand across the two shows. Who knew that my boy from the Guardians was going to hit 3 home runs last night? What a performance. A decent, kind of a ho-hum day at the brand. But that's why we have today to pick you up. Now, we are all over the place today. All over the place. I encourage you to download the CBS Sports app today on CBS Sports HQ. We will have appearances all over the place, starting at 1:15 Eastern time with my man M Squared, then M Squared and the Maestro, then Look at All 4 at 8 o'clock, and then Buckets, because this weekend is big, big for Paramount Plus and the Champions League final. As you know, the guru, Martin W. Green, he has already submitted a pick for the Champions League final. But it's Friday. That means one and only thing. Roll it. Oh, we got a lot to get to today. We've got all the stars in the house. Chip, Counselor, M Squared, and Chip, I'm coming right to you. We got to start. Marquee matchups, big boy, tonight. I can hardly believe we've only had one day in between game number 3 and game number 4, but it feels good. It feels good. Here is the number. The Nuggets favored by 3.5 on the road. Total 210.5. Chip, start the party. How are we leaning today?
Oh, no. That is interesting.
Wow, Chip, you haven't done that in a long time. Long time.
Ooh.
Let's restart that. How are you leaning today, Chip?
Oh, I'm not leaning. I am power bombing into the Atlantic Ocean with Jimmy Butler and all of them points. Give me the 3.5. Give me what I saw out of Jimmy Butler. Yes, in the loss, but the ankle. What did he say before the series started? He said, "How's the ankle?" He said, "Nobody cares." Alarm bells went off for me. Woo, woo. This thing ain't right. But he was engaged. He was scoring. He got out there. 28 points. Yes, in the loss. And I just think that there is such a great opportunity here for them to be able to come in and take this all the way down to the wire. So give me the 3.5 points with Jimmy and the Heat.
Maybe a little teeter-totter tonight. We go from one extreme to the other. M Squared, talk to me.
I lean the other way on this one. I think the game will be very competitive, but I lean to the Denver Nuggets. I think they're the better team. It's so hard to defend Nikola Jokic and what he's able to do and the way Jamal Murray's playing. Also have leans on the under still. Make the game 208.5 basically here. Don't think it's going to get that low in the market. It's a very, very low number. I still think we see it there. And then under in the first half as well, under 106.5, under 107. I just think the game's going to be very tightly contested. If you watch the way the Miami Heat played, Jimmy Butler shot a lot more times in that last game. They're doing anything they can to potentially get a switch from Aaron Gordon off of him. I think that takes a little more shot clock a lot of these times. I also think that you're relying heavily on shooting variance when you're just letting Jimmy Butler have to shoot 25 times, working as hard as he is to get those shots. So I like the under, and I like the Nuggets side.
I'm so glad you brought up the first half under, because Danny Brasco the other day, he was on the first half under, and it was easy. It was 101, and I believe the number was 110, so it was 9 points below. So maybe take a look at that, like Mikey said. By the way, in the chat right now, in real time, Buckets is there. Any questions on the Champions League or any other soccer questions? Please put them in there. He will answer them in real time. Counselor, I'm coming to you. How do you feel about game number four?
You know, when you break down this game, like you break down any game that the Heat have played over, I don't know, the last 2 months, you'd be on M Squared's side. But I got to go with Chip here. Anytime you see the Heat feeling like they're down and out, they always come back. And I just feel like at home, the idea that they're going to lose two at home after winning one in Denver, it seems like a far-fetched idea to me. So I'm going to go with Spoelstra. I'm going to go with the adjustments. Butler and company bouncing back, maybe getting a few more foul calls going their way tonight. Give me the 3.5. I think it's a lot.
We got two for the Heat. We got one for the Nuggets and one for the under. Sniper, I'm coming to you, miserable Matt. Where are we leaning today, sir?
Yeah, a good thing the expert's here. On to the big NBA expert. We're going to have a tie. I'm going to go with the Nuggets, and I'm going to try to make you break the tie, Coach. How's that sound?
Wow. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play the Nuggets on the money line, because at 3.5, it's a lot different than 2.5. But I agree with you two, and I think the Nuggets win, but I don't like the 3.5. And I'll be honest, I don't even know what the money line is. I'm assuming 140, 150. Can somebody tell me in the next minute or so? Because I didn't even look at that. Is it minus 140, minus 150? I would take it if it's up to minus 150.
I went to the University of North Carolina. We had fake classes. I don't do math.
It's minus 165. It's about between 150 and 165. Yeah, it's a little juicy for good reasons, obviously, on the Nuggets side.
Live bet.
I told you this morning on social media. I just tweeted it out. Follow Mikey. Follow Sia. Two of the best live bettors in the world. Now, I just showed you where we're going to be all day long. We're taking over networks everywhere, including CBS Sports HQ.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Such a big day. We're not playing pick the prop today. We're going straight to the board. So, Mikey, I'm starting with you, because I saw a little tweet this morning from you about a little French Open men's semifinal that everybody seems to be into. It's on as we speak. Are we staying in the world of tennis, sir?
We are staying in the world of tennis. The good news, you're going to have plenty of time to get this one in. It looks like Djokovic and Alcaraz is going to be a classic, could last several hours here. So we're going to focus on the next semifinal, though. It's going to be Alexander Zverev versus Casper Ruud. I like Zverev in this matchup here, minus 105, still available on DraftKings. There's been a lot of strong opinions on both sides in this one. If you follow the way the betting market has moved, we've seen both sides move from minus 105 to minus 125 back and forth. So definitely some action on both sides. Definitely a live bet candidate. I see some comments in the chat about live betting here. You could have already had plus money on both players in the first set very easily. In the first matchup, you will see the exact same thing here in this matchup. But what I'm looking for in Zverev here, he is a year removed from a very brutal injury. It's been a miraculous comeback for him. However, I think that he's reached his peak form again, and he's got all the tools, especially on this surface here. His opponent, Casper Ruud, is someone who has played really, really well on clay, but he hasn't had a tough road to get here in this particular spot. almost always falls short when he plays elite talent at the end of these tournaments here. Zverev is someone who's got a massive first serve that's going to help him out a ton here. He's also long, big 6'6 frame. You don't necessarily think of him being such a big guy until you see him out there in some of these matchups like this. The height on the slower surface like this is going to be able to put a ton of pressure on Casper Ruud here. I think Zverev is back. I think that he's being priced inappropriately because of returning from that injury. But everything I've seen in this tournament here suggests that he is back. He is fine. In normal situations, pre-injury, he would have been minus 165 in this particular matchup. I make the number minus 125 here. Again, follow it, potentially live bet it if you want to. Watch the Alcaraz and Djokovic matchup right now, which is on right now. You can get a very good feel for how lines move based on certain points. Going to be great opportunities here, but I'm going to start this match on Zverev.
Wait. Are you asking people to do their own homework, Mikey? You're not doing that. You're not doing that. Hashtag educate and entertain. Knowledge is power. Use it potentially for Sunday. That's why you go watch it right now. Even if you don't want to live bet, learn. Watch the line movement. It's what we do. Mikey, thank you very much. Now, we've got a big-time golf tournament that currently is playing in the rain, but they have not stopped. See, I'm coming to you first because yesterday it was so bunched up that this morning at one point the cut line was a tie for 38th. And for people who don't understand that, that means over 30 players were at minus one. Over 30 right on the cut line. It's going to be a difficult day, but I know – that you can bring something for me. Talk to me.
I can, and I've got 2-3 balls for you, but I want to refer to the chat real quick. We had Goatshead Fool saying, hey, more C on HQ. I appreciate that. And then Big Cheesy said, hey, C is practicing law 12 hours a day. He's in court. I actually don't practice law anymore. I do this. But more importantly from the chat, there was Bitsy earlier who said, you know, I like that Hubbard matchup. And Bitsy, of all names, the Itsy Bitsy Spider going full. Old Mother Hubbard, Hubbard in the cupboard, whatever it is, I'm going Mark Hubbard. So I love what Bitsy said there. Give me Mark Hubbard in a three ball plus 105 over Grayson Murray and Max McGreevy. This is a classic three ball that I absolutely love. It's even better than most because I think both of these guys, normally you get one guy that's competitive like we had with Robbie Shelton yesterday. But here we have Grayson Murray and Max McGreevy. And frankly, I don't think they're going to be competitive with Mark Hubbard. I think Mark Hubbard wins this easily. I don't think this should be plus 105. I think it should be minus 120, minus 125. Really good value here. The next one I'm going to, it's another three ball. These are both in the afternoon. Carson Young, plus 106, another plus number over MJ Duffy, Derek Lamley. This is a more classic three ball matchup that I like to exploit, where one out of the two actually may be competitive. And in this case, it's MJ Duffy, who will be good, particularly on some of these harder courses. His metrics yesterday, or at least parts of this course are hard. His metrics yesterday were pretty good. They were about the same as Carson Young. But if you watch the early wedge, you know I like Carson Young way better than I like a lot of people in this tournament, including MJ Duffy and particularly Derek Lamley. This is a one-on-one fight, Carson Young versus MJ Duffy. I'm going to take Carson Young at the plus price.
See, I got to say, I disagree with you on the Mark Hubbard pick. I don't think it should be minus 125 or minus 130. I think it should be minus 160 or minus 180. This is such a mispriced play. Such a mispriced. By the way, Grayson Murray reportedly.
I'm
just reporting, Chip.
Right. Reporting. I want to hear it.
He said in the talent meeting the other day, he was complaining. He said he wanted a new commissioner. Rory McIlroy very simply said, play better.
Grayson Murray melted down at the Corn Ferry Tour last weekend. He was at Raleigh Country Club. He had everything ready to go, and he absolutely fell apart. He is fragile. I love jumping on the other side of that.
The problem is we're not going to have to worry about Grayson Murray on the PGA Tour for very much longer. He only gets in when everybody else doesn't play. So let's just stop, Grayson. Just stop. Or as Rory says, play better.
Play better.
But not today. Now, Sniper, I'm coming to you, big boy. I'm coming to you. I need three plays, and I wore this hat today just for you. Talk to me.
Is it because you know I'm a Cubs fan and the Angel just swept the Cubs? Because that ain't cool. But it's all right. I'm in a bad mood anyway because one of the things I've been doing this year is riding the run line against the A's because they're so bad. And on Tuesday, they came out and they did weird things. Like, they tried hard. They scored runs. They scored runs in bunches. And then they went out and they did it again Wednesday. Oh, my gosh. You got to be kidding me. The A's won two games in a row. they're not going to make it a third. They're going to Milwaukee right now. The Brewers are 18-13 at home. They just won a series over the Orioles, who are one of the best teams in baseball. The A's are one of the most pathetic teams in baseball. And I'm miserable because I can't believe I missed that game Tuesday. That ain't happening again. We're going Brewers on the run line. If there is a weakness that the Brewers have, a big weakness, it is against left-handed starting pitching. Well, the A's are pitching a righty, so the Brewers should not have much problems there. Adrian Hauser on the mound for the Brewers. He's been great every outing this year except for one, and that one was he had a meltdown against the Blue Jays. The A's ain't the Blue Jays. So the Brewers are going to win this one by multiple runs, probably going to be a big-time blowout. That's why we're going to play the run line. Speaking of the Blue Jays, we're going to go with the Blue Jays on the money line. They're facing the Twins at home. The Blue Jays, for a long time, had the fewest home games in Major League Baseball. They have been really heavy on the road schedule. They're starting to get more home games. They're 18-11 at home. They've won 9-11 overall. They just beat the Astros in a series. The Twins, meanwhile, come in having lost five straight. The line isn't that juicy because Sonny Gray is on the hill for the Twins. He's been one of the better pitchers in Major League Baseball, so I would avoid something like the first five. However, the Twins have lost five of Sonny Gray's last six starts, so by no means is he untouchable. That's why we like the Jays on the money line. And for that Angels hat, Coach, we're going to go with Shohei Ohtani over 7.5 strikeouts tonight. It was a long time ago, early in the season, back in April, when we had the exact same bet, Ohtani in Seattle over 7.5 strikeouts, and he got there with 8. We're going to bet that that happens again. The Mariners have the third highest strikeout rate in Major League Baseball. Ohtani has a 1.64 career ERA against the Mariners, 56 strikeouts and 44 innings against them. He's going to get 8, 9, maybe even 10 strikeouts tonight.
Well, I got to tell you, I talked to a lot of Angels employees the other day, and they're resigned to the fact that he's going to be in a Dodger uniform next year.
Wow. Yeah, probably.
They believe. He likes living in L.A. He does not like playing for the Angels. Now, I promise you guys on the early wedge, I would give out a couple of golf picks or maybe even one. I like Matthew Fitzpatrick today, and I like Corey Connors. My book has Fitzpatrick against Rory and Corey Connors against Tommy Fleetwood. The rough is ridiculous. If you can't drive it in the fairway at this course, you cannot score. Those two guys are great, great strikers of the ball, Fitzpatrick and Connors. I like them. Whoever that your book has against them, play them. All right, here's another word from one of our incredible partners.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We've arrived. And on Fridays, this spot is reserved for the only one, Chip Patterson. The floor is yours, Chip.
Thank you, Coach. We are going to go to that Canadian Open, and we have found a three-ball matchup where I think that there is a lot of value. We're going to go Justin Rose, a plus 140 over Rory McIlroy and the O-man, Omar Uresti. Okay, we start with Justin Rose. Very eventful day. 6 birdies, 3 bogeys. And look, we're talking some pretty good tee to green game. 5th in the field for that first round. Really, really crafty with the wedges around the green on 15 and 16. But I guess kind of average. Like kind of left some meat out there on the bone in terms of the putter. But I always, and I've learned from Sia, I've learned from Rick Gaiman, I've learned about sticky stats. And those strokes gained on the green, strokes gained putting, that is something that can go up and down and up and down, which brings us to Rory, who gained more than 3 strokes with the putter in the first round. He lost strokes tee to green. He lost strokes on approach. He almost saved himself to be able to get that 1 under 71. And so I've given you the head. Now let's talk about the heart. Are you really going to put your money behind Rory with everything else that's going on around here. Give me Justin Rose with the plus value here in this round 2-3 ball. I got it at Caesars. And I will say that, you know, as you go to your own books, I started from a pro Justin Rose position. That was really what I started with. Rory was on my potentially fade list just because of the insane putting numbers. And so when I found that, that was what linked up. Coach just mentioned another play against Rory. I would support that as well. So I'm going Rosie plus money over Rory and the O-man.
I'm sure you saw this, Chip, yesterday that Rory and Justin had an agreement. They would not talk at all until noon so they could focus on playing golf. True story.
12:48 is the time that they're scheduled to go off. So be sure to go ahead and get that in.
There you go. Thank you very much. All right, grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap, courtesy of the snake on the ones and the twos. M squared, got a couple of hours, but I encourage you to put it in right now. You never know when a tennis match is going to end. Alexander Zverev, -105. Then, counselor, he's got 2-3 balls. Carson Young, +106 over MJ Duffy and Derek Lamley. Then Mark Hubbard, love Hubbard today, over Grayson Murray and Max McGreevy. Then Chip, another 3 ball. Justin Rose over Rory McIlroy and Omar Resti. The only reason Omar Resti is in this bet is because Webb Simpson had to withdraw. Your Resti is like 58 years old. Matt Snyder, Brewers, -1.5. Blue Jays, money line. Shohei. Showtime over 7.5 Ks, -140. And then I told you we had a play on the Man City Inter Milan Champions League final. Man City on the goal line, -1.5, +120. I think that's what they call it. You're just laying the 1.5. Let's call it that. All right. It's a busy, busy weekend. Do not forget, AB has all of his college baseball picks available. There are 4 games today. The first one, Duke and Virginia, start at noon Eastern time. For the next 4 days, come right here. We've got all your college baseball for you. In the meantime, pay it forward. There's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. My entire crew, Lobo, Chip, Counselor, M Squared, Sniper, Buckets in the chat, and again, all my crew all over CBS Sports HQ tonight. We grind for you. So we can win with you. It's what we're all about. At the early edge. Good luck.
The wait is over. The Chi returns with new episodes on Paramount Plus.
What brings you to the Chi?
Opportunity.
Everybody get down! Walk right up to
the sun. A new rain is coming to the South Side.
Never should have sent a boy to do a woman's job.
The Chi. New episodes now streaming. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with the Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. The subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.